listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we've got part two of our Keys to Client Retention series. So if you haven't listened to part one on face-to-face communication, we recommend going back and listening to that episode first for the full experience. Okay, it's time to talk digital communication and how improving those skills can benefit your insurance business. If you've ever wanted to take your communication skills to the next level, you are in good company. ASG Episode 128, Keys to Client Retention, Digital Communication, written by Lauren Hayden. Communicating effectively with your clients is what drives client retention. And today, communicating can go far beyond a sit-down conversation. Even in times when your client can't see you, it's important to still convey your message with positivity and professionalism. The more effectively you do this, the more likely your clients are to choose you again in the future. We'll kick this installment off with advice for talking on the phone. As an insurance agent, there will be many times when you will speak with clients on the phone, perhaps to set up an appointment or answer some questions they have regarding plans. Whenever you are speaking with a client, but especially when talking over the phone, it's important for you to enunciate clearly. Don't do it so much so that you're being condescending or insulting your client's understanding, but enough that you're both on the same page. It could be very frustrating for your client if they have to keep asking you to repeat yourself, or worse, can't make out what you're saying in your voicemail. By the same right, if your client says something that you don't quite catch, you should absolutely ask for clarification. It's much better to ask than to guess or assume and end up being incorrect. It's also important that you're prepared for any phone call as much as you can be. Sometimes calls may be unexpected, but do your best to stay on top of your game. If you can, have notes and information on hand so you don't have to make a client wait while you sift through papers and try to answer their question. Additionally, while notes are often helpful, don't read from them like a script. You want to sound sincere, not like a robot, when conversing with your client. Furthermore, never multitask when on the phone with a beneficiary. If you're simultaneously folding laundry or making dinner, your client, for one, is going to be able to hear that, and for two, their takeaway, you're not fully invested in that conversation. So limit distractions and completely devote yourself to your client's call. Finally, it may seem obvious, but remember, the person on the other end has no visual cues, like if you're nodding, shaking your head, or smiling. Because of this, all of your verbal communication should be extra clear. Keep in mind, just because you're on the phone doesn't mean your attitude or presentation should be any different than it is in person. In fact, some studies report that smiling while on the phone can actually help you sound more pleasant. I always say that if you have a smile on your face, you will hear it in your voice, and it's true, and your client will likely hear it as well. But don't overdo it. You want to come across as congenial, not as fake or over the top. A positive or negative phone experience can make or break your sale. One study even found that satisfied customers tell about 9 people how happy they are, whereas dissatisfied customers tell an average of 16 people about their poor experiences. If you want to grow your client retention rates, it's in your best interest to make sure your beneficiaries are pleased with your service. A quick compliance reminder, remember that according to the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, you are not permitted to make unsolicited phone calls to clients to market Medicare Advantage or Part D prescription plans. Next up, let's talk about contacting clients via email. It's a very practical way to get in touch with your clients. However, there are some situations when email is appropriate and times when it is not. If the client emails you first and their question warrants a quick, easy answer, go ahead and respond. Or if you have a quick question for them or want to reach out about plans, that's fine too. But if the topic of discussion is long, particularly complex, or it contains any information that is better kept confidential, email just isn't the place to have that conversation. When you do email your clients, be as clear and succinct as possible. Format your email professionally with a salutation and a closing. Proofread your email thoroughly and preferably more than once, more than twice. You can also ask your clients during your first meeting if they prefer emails or phone calls. It's actually always a best practice to determine your client's preferred method of communication very early on in your interactions. Composing emails with professionalism and accuracy can go a long way when it comes to client retention. It will also reflect positively on you if you get back to them in a timely manner. Even if you consider yourself to be a productive, successful agent, an email that has been haphazardly thrown together, contains typos, or appears unprofessional in any other way can result in the loss of a sale and possibly the permanent loss of a customer. Keep your email game strong to keep your customers coming back. All right, so what about social media? This is one of our biggest questions that we get from agents. Like the demeanor in your emails, your online presence must also be professional. You may be surprised to know that Medicare age individuals are quite active online and on social media. In fact, more than two-thirds of seniors go online and own smartphones, and the stats are continuing to grow. About 34% of seniors reported using social networking sites in late 2016, which is up from 27% in 2013. Now, I'd like to break down this statistic a little bit more because as a group, obviously older seniors skew more on the side of not using social media. So seniors 80 plus years old, 17% of them use social media, while 24% of seniors ages 75 to 79 use it. We see a nice increase in the 70 to 74 year old age demographic with 41% of those individuals using social media. And finally, as for the seniors ages 65 through 69, that sweet spot of just enrolled seniors, 47% of them use social media. If you do interact with potential clients online, it's important to never treat a like, follow, or comment as permission to contact, PTC for short. However, it is compliant to respond to a question or comment on a public social media forum. Just note that you should not address individuals beyond the scope of their question or their statement. And as always, timeliness is important. If you do choose to have a Twitter or Facebook page that your clients can use to contact you, please make sure you check it regularly. When you do respond, use a positive and understanding tone in your writing. Social media can make interactions quick and convenient, but don't let grammar or the quality of your response fall to the wayside. If you're a little leery of using social media to interact with your clients, we've compiled a social media ebook with everything you need to know about the topic. It covers how to get started with social media, and it was made specifically with insurance agents like you in mind. You'll learn why you should implement social strategies, how to stay compliant, and even how to create quality content. We will have a link to that ebook in our show notes. We also have an entire social media training series that's exclusive to our podcast, and the link to those episodes will be in our show notes as well. Remember, how well you communicate with your clients can make a huge difference in your rates of client retention. Agents who are diligent, express themselves clearly, and have a thorough understanding of how to utilize the digital world to interact with their clients will see them coming back again and again. We want to make sure your communication skills are up to par and beyond so you can be a successful insurance agent. Make sure you check out the show notes for this episode. I know I mentioned a few resources that we're going to be listing there. To get to our show notes, simply click the title of this episode in the app that you're listening on. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes of the podcast. We've got some great content in the works for the podcast this year, and as a subscriber, you'll get episodes downloaded to your device as soon as we publish them. You can even take it one step further and turn on the notifications in your listening app of choice, and you'll get an alert as soon as new episodes are live. I just want to say thanks so much for listening and for your support. We will see you next episode.